those who are listening by internet and whatever device you're tuning in with, and we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We are starting our New Year's Eve service celebration at the doors are opening at 8, and we start our celebration at 9. Now, this is going to be a pretty big celebration. They've been working on this, so invite all your friends and neighbors. Maybe some of them need to get saved before 2016. And feel free to bring them on in here and let them get saved. Praise God. Okay. Let's go over to... there's some air that's coming down on me out of this, so if you can... take that. Yeah, you're saying amen over there too, huh? Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, we I don't know why we have to wait till I get here to figure that out. But anyway, let's open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6. If you have read Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, 6, and 7, you'll see that there's a pretty long discourse of Jesus' teaching. It's all red. And it's him. He's doing some teaching, laying some foundation. And here it says in Matthew chapter 6, again, I read this on Sunday, but I'll read it again. It's verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he'll love or he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the master you serve, I said, is going to be the master who meets your needs, whoever that is, or perceived to meet your needs. I was reading on Sunday about Puerto Rico, and it's coming on the news now about them being able to meet their debt obligations as a nation, that they seem to, the article here says, they ran out of cash. And we pray for them that they will be able to come out of this thing. But also, I was reading another book, it's Forbes, Africa Forbes. And they're talking about Nigeria here. And it says, fuel shortages cause panic. And what's happening, I guess, in Nigeria cities is that there has been a plummeting of local, there's been a tightening of credit, and the local currency has fallen. And there are queues, it says, of cars that can be seen outside the filling stations in, for example, Abuja. Abuja is where we go sometimes. It's a capital now, or at least they moved the capital to it. And some drivers have been forced to wait up to 12 hours to get some gas in their cars. So it's interesting because Nigeria exports around the world about 2 million barrels of crude oil per day are exported from Nigeria. But it's reliant upon the import for 40 million liters now per day for its consumers, for the cars or houses or whatever they use the fuel for. And the fear of not having enough, a panic has taken over. And see, even force some consumers to the black market. Now, you're aware that when things get scarce, sometimes people go in what we call the black market. They go and get some, and where it normally sells at $2, they'll sell it for $200. You know, it's called a black market. And that's what they're having. But notice, each case, it seems to be shortage. And Jesus goes on down. He begins to talk about what things we should really be concerned with. And he said in verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or drink or what you shall put on," so forth. And he goes on down in verse 32, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, seek God's way of doing that. Put it up there in the Amplified, because that's what it says. Kleenex, please. Put it up there in the Amplified, and let's just look at it. "But seek, aim, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given unto you besides." Now, this God's way of doing things. So seek God's way of doing things. And one of the other things that I said, I think I said it on Sunday, that we were never made to run after money. Amen. But money was made to run after us. Praise God. So I want to bring out something here that when you go to the scriptures and look at those who are really operating in righteousness, nobody really ran after money. And so what I did is I began to kind of go through the Bible and kind of look at that and see what happened with people. How did money come to them? And one of the real pictures of that can be seen, because what we did is we went over to Mark chapter 10, and that was the rich young ruler. If you recall, this rich young ruler said, "Master, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, verse 18 of Mark chapter 10, "Why call me good? There's none good but one, that's God. For you know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said to him, "Well, all these things have I done from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, he loved him. And he said, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell what you have, give to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Come on, take up the cross and follow me." Now, this is going to be God's way of doing things. But he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. So he really didn't have possessions. Am I right about that? Yes. Possessions had him. So money was telling him what to do. And what we said is money can be a very poor master. Amen. So what I did is looked at God's way of doing things. And one of the things that God does with us is he gives us all skills and talents and gifts. And nobody's born in this earth without a gift. And you'll find that you have a different gift than I have, and I have a different gift than you have, and your neighbor, and so forth. It's amazing how God made it so that we all fit together, just like a carpet, and we all meet the needs of the other through our gifts. You know, I went to get a teeth cleaning a couple of weeks ago, and that was a dentist and dental hygienist, and you know, no way do I want to look in somebody's mouth. I just don't want to look in there. I don't want you to open it for me to look in there. And so, but they work there. And I'm just saying that they enjoy what they do. And the reason why they do it is because that's their purpose and their gift. And what they have to do is develop a skill in that particular gift. Now, as that skill grows, they create what is known as value. Amen. They create what is known as value. And value is like a magnet. It attracts opportunities, resources, people, and things that are needed. That's what value does. And I went and looked at Solomon's life. If you look over it, well, let's go to, it's two places, but 1 Kings, now let's go to 1 Kings chapter 3. And over in 1 Kings chapter 3, this is